What's up, guys? Zach with BitcoinLockup.com again, just doing another comparison review, the Trezor Model 1 versus the Trezor Model T. Which one should you get and why? We're gonna dive into that and find out. So one of the very first things that I wanna dive into here is, if you're unfamiliar with hardware wallets, obviously the point of these is to keep and store your private keys offline, so they're not exposed to the internet, not exposed to exchanges. You wanna always keep your private keys in your possession, and that's what the purpose of these devices are. It's very, very powerful to become your own bank, and with that comes responsibility, and getting a hardware wallet is the very first step to doing that. So I first wanna talk about sort of the differences of the two, and then I'll do a comparison side by side of the two devices and talk about some of the coins and some of the other things that are that differentiate it. So the very first noticeable difference here I've noticed on these two is, this is the Trezor Model 1, and the packaging, that the way that they handle their security for transit is very, very different. So as you can see, if you look up closer here on the Trezor Model 1, you're gonna have two holographic stickers on the box itself. And this is to indicate if there's been any tampering or if there's been any malfeasance with the box or anything like that. What you'll notice here on the Trezor Model 1 as well is, this is a very small plasticky box. And the box on the top here is self-destructive. And so what does that mean? They have a special adhesive glue that when you open the box, it's impossible to open it without it ripping the box or tearing the seams, so that you can see obviously if it's evident of being tampered with. So that's one of the interesting points on the Trezor Model 1 box. And taking a look at the Trezor Model T box, they didn't include that. So what they did is they had kind of a slide out, a little more of a premium box. It has a magnetic clisp, so you can pull in and out here, and it also comes in the box, has a magnetic dock, so if you wanna have it a dock for your hardware wallet on the back of your computer, or on the side of your safe wall, a locker, anything like that, you can do that as well. And then in here comes the recovery seed books, instruction manuals, and stickers and such. So the box is a little bit of a different presentation. So you may notice or wonder why they didn't have a security measure for the actual box on the Trezor Model T, the upgraded model. And the reason here is, on the device itself, when you actually open it, it has an adhesive holographic tape that goes over the USB-C port. And what happens is when you peel it off, as you can see, there's residue after I peeled it off and punctured the tape here. And that's to show if, obviously, if anyone's, you know, peeled off the tape and put it on. This is sort of a design to leave a residue behind as well. It doesn't look very good, but it at least indicates if there's been any tampering with it, which is a decent security measure that they did it on the device itself versus just the box. Because sometimes people with the box can find matching holographic tapes and they can still tamper with it. So very interesting that they decided to put the security measure on the device itself over the USB-C port on this one. So taking a look at the two devices, one of the, obviously the main features, big differences between the Trezor 1 here and the Trezor Model T is obviously the size. It's not a big difference. Obviously the Trezor Model 1 is smaller, and you'll notice also that there is a smaller screen, but you may be wondering why. Well, on the Trezor Model 1, this is just an OLED screen that's black and white, and it will give you the Bitcoin addresses that you're sending and receiving one. You'll have two mechanical buttons here that you can actually click. One is for denying transactions or authorizing firmware upgrades, and one is denying them. So basically on the screen, it will just show up as a check mark or an X for you to authorize certain transactions that you're handling on the web application. So you'll notice there's no mechanical buttons here on the Trezor Model T. This is actually a TFT LCD touchscreen, and it's full color display. So you'll notice that when you're dealing with the pin, you'll actually enter in the pin on the actual device itself here, which makes it more secure than entering it in on the web app itself. Even though this does have a random number generator on it, having it entered in on the physical device is going to be a little bit more secure. On the Trezor Model T, you'll also notice that there's an SD card slot. So if there are other signed transactions you wanna remove and import into the device as well, you can do that as well. And that's a nice upgrade. So if there's either signed documents or other signed coins that you signed offline and then wanna go ahead and plug it in here and connect it and authorize the device so that it will broadcast to the blockchain, you can do that as well. So that's a nifty little feature as well. So other than the size and the touch screen, this one right now is going for about 69 euros. This one is going for about 149 euros. So what's the primary difference? Why would I go with the Trezor Model T over the Trezor Model 1? And the real answer, in my opinion, is you go with the Trezor Model T because it has a lot more coin support. This one on the Trezor Model 1 only has about 10 native apps. So you can hook up with, on the web application, you can actually send and receive coins on just about 10 different apps. Your main ones are Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and so on. Some of the main apps, and then you'll need to use third-party wallet integration if you want to use any other coins. On the Trezor Model T here, you'll actually have a lot more native apps, and there's also a lot more coin support as well. So for instance, some of the newer coins that are coming in are a lot of the new ERC20 tokens. This will support security tokens for any STOs that you're involved in because they run off the ERC20 protocol. And then also Tezos Baking. So if you have any proof of stake coins and you want to do some baking and staking as well, this is a good wallet to do that with. So comparing these two, it really depends on how many coins that you're ultimately going to want to secure. This is a good wallet if you're kind of new in intro. It's a sort of an entry-level wallet. The user interface is very, very easy to use. And if you're just doing some of the main market cap coins, I would probably just stick with this one. If you plan on having a larger portfolio and expanding your coin support, I would definitely go with the Trezor Model T. The Trezor Model T has a beta wallet that it keeps expanding new coins and new coins and new coins. You can even run, I think, Monero on this one as well. And there's a lot of native apps that are coming to this one as well. And the reason native apps are important is native apps make it a lot easier to manage, and you actually can use it on the web interface directly, and you don't have to use third-party wallets or trust any other security measures of other companies. Trezor has a built-in security measure for all of their native apps, and it makes it very, very easy to use. And in my opinion, it's actually easier to use than Trezor as well, or Ledger, I'm sorry, as well. So all in all, very good entry wallet, two mechanical buttons for authorizing transactions. It does have a random number generator pin that shows up on the screen, and you will have to use your web application to type in the numbers. So there is a possible chance of keylogging or keystroking if you do that, but it's not very likely. That's where the extra security measures come in for the Trezor Model T. A little bit easier to use. The one thing that I don't like about the touchscreen here is when the numbers do show up, if you have any sort of small hands or big hands, not really normal size hands, it's very difficult. You kind of fat finger and touch some of the wrong numbers. So the numbers are very squished together. It's a little bit difficult. So that's some of the cons I would say about this. But overall, if you're looking for a large wallet that can hold multiple coins at once, that has a growing list of coins that are all supported and they're gonna be supported natively, I would definitely go then with the Trezor Model T. Really, again, just bringing it full circle, really just depends on how active you are in the crypto community and if you're going to be expanding your portfolio. So this is a very good entry level wallet. This is more of an advanced to intermediate wallet. And I think that as far as the comparison goes, that's pretty much it for me. I mean, security obviously is number one. You want to make sure your private keys are protected. They have the same security structure, and they have a secure boot MCU on the device, on both devices. So you're going to get the same level of security with both devices. You just get a little extra features and SD card slot on this one. So it's a little more user friendly. So all in all, if I had to pick one, for me as an avid crypto lover, and I deal with a lot of different coins on a regular basis, obviously for me, I would go with the Trezor Model 1. But if I'm only dealing with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, some of the mainstream coins, really it would just be Trezor Model 1. So that's it for today. Thanks for watching the review, and click on the link below to get a discount for purchasing either of these. Thanks again.